down in the slot instead of hit a skate and was deflected away. A chance the other direction for Allard. He'll come in, has it knocked off his stick. Good hustle by the Badgers on the back check. Vorlicki has it now. Quickly snaps a pass off, and that almost took the head off of Cruz Lucius, who had to duck down. I don't know. He was going to catch that. It was going to be with his teeth.
Mike Vorlicki, take a chill pill. He tries to go 100 miles an hour and make every pass like a bullet. Unfortunately, not the type of thing you want to do when you're trying to get your offensive player to tip it into the zone.
No, and icing is the call then on the Badgers, so a faceoff back in their zone to the right of Jared Moe. Stramel pulls it to the near boards. He did a good job last night in the faceoff dot. He was 12 of 5 against the Lions. Badgers, one of the best teams in college hockey in that faceoff department. Vorlicki has it, plays it off the far boards to center ice. Gorniak taps it once, twice, can't get it over the line, but finally it does squirt into the offensive zone. Gorniak continues to hustle for it, has it on his backhand side, tried to pull it around the defender, but couldn't control it right in the slot. D. St. Fall causes a turnover, got a man out front. Matthew slides across ice, pass on a one-timer by Caulfield. Looked like Ladd might have got a piece of that or the side of that. Either way, it didn't go home. At center ice, Malmquist continues with it. A penalty call coming here on the Badgers as Kuhlemans touches it, and I believe an interference call will go on Wisconsin.
Yeah, Kerr's going to make his way to the penalty box after the Lindenwood player had made the touch-up pass and the play was away from it. You get into a situation where he just stepped in front of him and laid the stick on him. There's a two-minute minor for interference, so Lindenwood, which we have talked about, has had such a good power play previously, will get about their umpteenth opportunity this weekend.
Boy, that 2-on-1 a moment ago, can't draw it up much better. They created the turnover. D. St. Paul with a perfect little saucer pass right onto the tape of Caulfield, who let a good one-timer go, and it was blockered away by Ladd. Off the faceoff, Lindenwood will control it center ice. Price will play it in front of the Badger bench, and Finnegan with a head of steam will bring it in the offensive zone. As they set up the power play now, Gagnon plays it towards the middle, towards Willis. Willis slides it back to Gagnon, goes cross ice for Finnegan, who has to gain control of it off the boards. Being watched closely there by Lindmark. He'll slide it back to the blue line. Lindmark aggressive there, causes a turnover, a bad pass, and an unforced error. Lindenwood trying to regain control of it. LeMaster has his man pinned up against the wall. Willis is down there for the Lions, but now Lindmark has as it emerges free. He'll backhand it all the way down the ice, and the Badgers will get relief and a good chance here to get a change.
Not a lot of opportunities for Lindenwood to go through the middle, and that's where they're trying to get it. They're trying to get it to Gagnon on the far side so he can take the initial shot, and the other two players are going aggressively towards the net.
Maybe not all of their competition was top-notch, but Lindenwood entered the weekend with a 25.6 conversion rate on the power play, 13th best in the NCAA. Stang in his own zone. With it, plays it off the wall ahead to Mersch. Mersch looks at Stang and elects to go back into his own zone to Kuhlemans as both teams in the middle of a change and allows the Badgers to take some more time off the clock. Kuhlemans sends a long cross-ice pass at the far blue line for Horbach, but that didn't connect. But the Badgers' Mersch is there along the near wall, had it pinned in his skates momentarily. It's played deeper into the offensive zone. Mersch is laying down on the deck,
flopping,
trying to get control of it with his stick still, not giving up on the fight. And now Mersch will head off with just 15 seconds remaining in the interference call. Horbach trying to disrupt the flow right at the blue line, but Lindenwood now brings it out of the zone, in over the line.
Ooh.
Your guy Proti plays across ice. It'll go right through the stick of DeStefani. A centering pass comes up, bounces around, picked up by Horbach. Trying to hit a long lead pass as Kerr came right out of the box. No icing call here as Kerr negates that as he comes out of the box and was the first forechecker on it. Just enough. And now it's played ahead by Lindenwood. They bring it back into the zone. Stefani drops a pass for Willis. Had it in his skates. He's bumped from behind by Horbach. DeStefani now slips to the ice. Horbach does as well, but he'll play it ahead to center ice. Knocked down by Bantle. He's got somebody going harder than that with him, and that's Caulfield. But Bantle has to get control of the puck. He's pinned up against the board, slides it back to D. St. Paul. He'll help it towards the blue line, but Lodge can't pinch in there. Chance for Lindenwood to get it out of the zone, and they counter on the attack the other way. Johannesson over the line, peels along the near boards, looking for some help. He's pinned up against the boards. D. St. Paul takes the turnover, scoops it up through the neutral zone. Got Bantle with him on one side, Lodge the other. He goes towards Lodge, but the pass was just off the mark. Lodge will play it down low. D. St. Paul now along the far boards, comes towards the top of the circle, drops it for Lodge. Lodge plays it down low. A quick one-timer finds Bantle from short range right on net, and Ladd makes the save. And out of frustration or whatever, Bantle follows up with a couple of jabs and pushing and shoving after it as he's denied by Ladd.
Yeah, he might be one of the guys that I wouldn't want to fool with, regardless of what's going on with Lindenwood.
A roughing call coming here on Lindenwood after the whistle there. A little shot that Bantle delivered the first one, but as you know, Ian, they never get the first guy. Oh, no. It looks like they do get the first guy because they're sending Bantle the box as well. Nope. Bantle. Bantle went into the penalty box thinking it was on him. The referee had to pull him back out of the box. He was the one who delivered the first shot, but as I was going to say, they never get the first guy, always the retaliation.
Exactly the case. And it was just a matter of, I think they had broken it up, and the defenseman or the offside forward, I think it was his defenseman, Krasinski, who ended up taking not one but two and three shots at Bantle at the end.
So Badger power play. They scored two out of their seven times last night. They had 21 shots on goal. They were 0 for 2 in the first period with six shots on net. They control off the draw. Goes to the top of the circle on the far side. Wrist shot is blocked. It was laying down in the slot momentarily, but the Lions able to steer it all the way down to Jared Moe at the other end. 10:05 to go in the second period. Badgers on the power play, leading it 1-0 over Lindenwood. A shorthanded goal in the first period from Owen Lindmark. Cruz Lucic through the neutral zone. Gains the line. Flips a little backhand pass to Erdahl. Erdahl will play a backhand pass along the boards to Lucius. Lucius gets it to Dexheimer. Dexheimer cross ice to Lucius, or excuse me, to Erdahl. His shot finally reaches Ladd at the net, makes the save. It's cleared on the far side and all the way down the ice. Have to hustle after it. Will Ben Dexheimer there, as he's got a man with Allred right on there with him, and Allred's got the puck in his skates. Tries to spin away from a check, but the Badgers come back in support, and Lucius has it now for Wisconsin. Hands it off to Dexheimer. And the freshman defenseman brings it out to center ice, drops it behind it for Gorniak. Gorniak dances around and drops it for Erdahl. Erdahl backhand gets it to Gorniak. Gorniak's backhand pass to Dexheimer. Dexheimer walks it down the wall to the goal line, gets it to Stramel behind the net. Sets up shot. Stramel tried to get it back over to Dexheimer along the far boards. It's deflected, out of play. And so with 51 seconds left in the roughing call, a stoppage.
You know, one of the things that's really tough to work on with a power play is that even though you have the man advantage and they're looking for passing lanes, you still have to do things at top speed. You can't just sit and be patient. There are times to be patient, but when you're back there behind the net and the guy's coming at you, one quick stride, one quick pass would have been the difference.
Caulfield wins the faceoff, gets it to Jugnauth, over to D. St. Paul. Top of the circle, his shot is deflected. It'll go around the boards and all the way back to the Badger end. They'll have to regroup as Jugnauth goes to get it behind his own cage.
Matty had the whole top left-hand side of the net available for him.
Jugnauth slams it off the boards at the blue line, leaving it for D. St. Paul. Soft backhand pass to Bantle, gains the zone. He'll take it down below the goal line. Bantle goes behind the net. He's tripped up, loses his balance, but gets the pass back from Kulemans. Bantle now behind the net. Gets it to D. St. Paul along the near boards. Back up top to Jugnauth. Gets it to Kulemans, top of the far circle. Lets the wrist shot go. That whistles over top of Ladd in the cage. D. St. Paul steers it to Caulfield. They go to Kulemans on the backside. Top of the circle, doesn't like what he sees. Tries to regroup as the Badgers move it around. Caulfield heads off on a change. Kuhlman's back behind the net. He's bumped off the puck from sprawled out on the deck. A long lead pass sends in the Lions all alone. A save by Moe, denying the shorthanded bid of Ruschinski, who had just come out of the box, accepted the pass at the offensive blue line, but Moe denies him. Kulemans gets a pass ahead to Mersch. Mersch with a wrist shot that knocks the defenseman's stick out of his hand, but the puck flutters harmlessly away to the near corner. Dangerous play there a moment ago where the Badgers couldn't score in the power play and almost gave one up to the Lions just as they got back to full strength. Erdahl with a head of steam tries to cut towards the middle and drag it with him. His shot is steered well wide of the net, but Erdahl gets control of it again. Gets a round one check, has it fall off his stick, just rolls right off it, and the Badgers have to regroup at center ice. Kerr plays it into the zone, but it's turned over to Price, who has it now for the Lions. At center ice, he'll wrist it on to Jared Moes to block her to side. Lodge with it, plays it ahead quickly to Stang. Stang puts on the brakes right at the blue line. It's dumped deep behind the net. It's tipped out front by Erdahl on a nifty little redirection, but nobody was home to help for the Badgers. Stang has it now, plays it towards the middle to Lindmark. Got a man with him out front, and he tried to get it past to Erdahl, but that was deflected. As Zach can't track it down. Price was out front. He was the one who got the stick on the centering pass. Otherwise, Erdahl was all alone staring at Ladd.
Price was down by the net?
I guess he didn't think there was a chance for an offensive rush just yet. A turnover at center ice sends Horbach in for the Badgers. He drops it for Malmquist. Malmquist lets the shot go, and the save is made by Ladd. The puck was loose behind him, but the Lions able to clear it out of harm's way. It looked like Ladd had it, but you could see the crowd behind them reacting behind the netminder as if everybody could see the puck, and the Lions able to steer it to the corner.
Everybody in that end could see it.
They're going to take a break with 6:39 to go here in the second. Badgers on top, 1-0. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Odyssey Greek Yogurt and Feta Cheese is produced in Monroe, Wisconsin, with expertise from our family's four generations of cheesemaking. We start with high-quality milk from local dairy farms so you can feel good about what you feed your family. Odyssey Brands, a proud sponsor of UW Athletics, now available at your local grocer.
Hey, Badger fans, UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium and the Kohl Center, Brewpub, Lots of Matzah Pizza, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. Offensive zone faceoff for the Badgers. They lead it 1-0 here over Lindenwood with 6:39 to go in the opening period of play.
Interesting how many breakaways or near breakaways the Badgers have had and have absolutely zero to show for it.
The Badgers, who had 17 shots on goal in the first period, have 24 for the game, so the pace has slowed a little bit here. 7 so far in this period. De St. Paul with it. Snaps a pass cross ice. A wrist shot by Kuhlemans, and that's turned aside. Goes to the corner. Kuhlemans tried to track it down. Couldn't do so on the pinch. They continue to go on a power play here. The Badgers, a delay of game call on Lindenwood was made. And so the Badgers are back on another quartz power play. De St. Paul plays it down low. They called that penalty and announced it just as we were coming back from break there. Jugnauth with it at the blue line. Tries to play it to the middle to Caulfield. He'll send it over to Kuhlemans along the far circle. Kuhlemans looking at Jugnauth. Doesn't go that direction. D. St. Paul, he snaps it to him. Sends it up front. Bantle in the redirection. Ladd makes the save. And Bantle couldn't get there for the rebound. Played by Moe. Long lead pass to D. St. Paul. They try to catch the Lions quickly in transition here. D. St. Paul in over the line. Bantle goes for his perch right out front of the net. Jugnauth gets away from one, sends it towards the net. Bantle was right there, couldn't get the deflection, and Ladd snatches it out of the air.
Yeah, and you know, most people would look at that and say, keep it on the ice, do whatever. But, you know, I go to Badger practices on a regular basis, and you can't believe how many times they individually just work on keeping the puck up high and knocking it down with their stick into the open net. It seems to be a trend.
One who we saw work at it tirelessly, both as a Badger and his now lengthy career in the NHL, and he has made a very good living and a wonderful career out of it, is Joe Pavelski.
Correct.
One of the best with hand-eye coordination and all sorts of deflections. You watch NHL games with Joe, and they show video of him at practices and before games on day of game skates, just working on that over and over again on the deflections.
On his last hat trick, he had a situation. Look out.
Here comes the Lions in on the attack. A wrist shot by Johannes goes up over the top of Moe and off the glass. Badgers get control of it and regroup in their own zone.
Getting too cute in the neutral zone.
35 seconds remaining on the power play. Badgers on top by one. Dexheimer leaves it for Lucius. Lucius through center ice and in over the line. Thought about dropping it for Stramel. Takes it down deep. Had to get around to hit. Stramel couldn't reach and get to the puck. That's going to allow a chance for the Lions to clear the zone as Johannes muscles it out to center ice. But Dexheimer takes it away. Ben in over the line. Slides a pass over to Gorniak on the far side. He drops it for Erdahl. He's got to spin away from trouble one direction. Puts on the brakes and reverses court. Now Erdahl on his forehand. Slides it down to Stramel behind the net. Little backhand pass will come to Lucius up top. Top of the near circle. Let's the wrist shot go and he finds the back of the net. Bruce Lucius. The lead it 2-0 on a power play goal.
That's what traffic in front will do for you. And if you have Cruz Lucius hands and vision for the net, those are going to go in more often than they're going to go wide. So Cruz Lucius with a big power play goal. The power play was just about to expire, or maybe it already had, I'm not sure. But there's traffic. And interestingly enough, Stremel just stood there like he was the Statue of Liberty and said, don't hit me, please.
Well, buddy, he stood there stone cold, like you said, don't hit me. Ladd was down low trying to see around him to his glove side to the left. And so Lucius went top, far side, blocker side to the right. He finds the back of the net. His fifth goal of the season. And the Badgers freshman has given the Badgers a 2-0 lead. Lions will play it out to center ice, taken over by Lindmark, who turns it right over to Finnegan, but his shot is blocked and goes well wide of the net. Lodge behind the net along with Kerr collide with one of the Lions' forecheckers. A centering pass goes right through the slot, too far for Finnegan to reach. Horbach tried to lift his stick, bumped from behind is Finnegan. He'll play it down deep. 4 minutes now to go in the second period. Badgers on top by a pair, 2-0. Here comes Lindmark out of his own zone. He'll get it over to Malmquist on a 2-on-2 rush. Liam will dump it into the near corner, and Lindmark is the first one there. Lindmark flutters a backhand pass to Kuhlemans, who came in late on the rush at the blue line. Has it knocked off his stick, held at the line by Varlicki. Varlicki gets around a check, takes it down low, sharp angle, sends it right up front, staying on the redirection, goes well wide of the net. Warlicki leaves it for Kuhlemans along the far boards. He'll find a man out top. That was Mersch just coming out on the ice, but his pass was in his skate, and Dominic couldn't control that one. Warlicki back in his own zone. 3:25 to go in the period. Gets it ahead to Stang. Stang got a man and drops it to Malmquist. Cuts towards the middle. His cross-ice pass doesn't connect with Warlicki, who chops at it and gets it down low to Mersch below the goal line. Badgers in the middle of a change. They're on top 2-0. Erdahl out there along the far boards. Had it in his skate. Loses it. Lions with a chance to clear. They do so, but turn it right over to Kuhlemans at center ice. Kuhlemans just over the center line. Will dump it in. Ladd couldn't totally stop it. Dunn plays it for the visitors along the far boards. They turn it over. Sting from the high slot. A wrist shot right on. And Ladd with a nice glove save there.
That's a good 1-2 play.
And four Lindenwood players all around one Badger in the blue paint. And is that Dominic Mersch?
Oh, yeah.
Indeed it is. I mean, if you're going to take a guess, I mean, that's usually a good guy to pick out of the mess.
Yep.
The Badgers captain. And out of all of this, there are going to be some people heading to the penalty box. And I think Dominic Mersch for the Badgers, along with at least one Lindenwood player.
Could very well be. Now we'll see when you're down 2-0 and you're getting outshot 31-11. You get into a situation where trash talking starts to prevail.
Zach?
I think cooler heads will prevail here.
Roughing calls on Dominic Mersch and Zach Ogee of Lindenwood. And it was funny, as Lindenwood or Mersch was already told that he was going to get a penalty and go to the box. He then, about a few feet away from the penalty box, spins away to try to get another conversation started with another one of the Lions players. Maybe see if he can drag somebody else with him to the box. But either way, each team gets a roughing call with 2:56 to go in the second period. The Badgers on top 2-0.
So we'll skate 4-on-4 for the next 2 minutes with only 2:56 left here in the period. If nothing happens, we'll continue to skate 4-on-4 and then hopefully get back to 5-on-5. And I just hope that the chippiness doesn't carry over into the third period.
Offensive zone faceoff for the Badgers. Caulfield pulls it back. Lotch has it on the blue line as it poked off his stick back to center ice. Kerr will have to go back, or Dexheimer, excuse me, at his own blue line. Now gets ahead of steam through center ice. In over the line. 4-on-4, so some open space here indeed. Dexheimer takes it below the goal line. Behind the net, has it knocked off his stick. And that allows a chance for the visitors to take over. Wilkie will play it to the near side. And the Lions will break it out of their own zone. Lavelle through center ice. In over the blue line. On his forehand side. Sharp angle shot right on Moe. Squeezes it and leaves no rebound with 2:28 to go in the second, 1:32 in the matching minors.
Now you're in a situation where you have to make that call as a coach. Do you put your... You've got a 2-0 lead. You could make it 3-0. Do you go with your best offensive players, or with only 2 minutes left in the period? Do you go with your substantially better defensive players and just get out of here with a 2-0 lead.
Well, they put their best faceoff man out there to start, and Lindmark wins that one in his own zone. And Jugnauth has control of it now. Brings it to his own blue line. Nifty little move to get around a check of Lavelle and gains the offensive zone. Dangles it through his skates on his backhand side below the goal line. Pass bounces around and finds its way to its target. Now it's sent over to Lindmark along the near side. He'll take it down, put on the brakes along the goal line, hit from behind, and a penalty call coming here on the Lions, and so the Badgers will get a power play, a 4-on-3 quartz power play with 2:06 to go in the second.
Well, it'd be nice icing on the cake to score a power play goal.
Well, whatever you were talking about, the decision that they had a moment ago, no decision now. You put the guys out there, you're on a 4-on-3 power play, see if you can make it a 3-goal lead.
Yeah, the interesting part to me would be if you get into a situation that you go with four forwards, you go with the two puck wizard defensemen, and they two have, forwards.
I think that decision has been made. You go with those two defensemen. Jugnauth and Kuhlemans are out there along with Caulfield and DeSt. Paul. So you've got one of your better faceoff men out there, a good scoring forward, and along with your two top offensive defensemen. Faceoff one in control by the Lions. They'll send it all the way down the ice here to get some relief as Kiernan Rushinski wrists it down to Jared Moe at the other end. Jugnauth scoops it up behind his net, and as he came out with a head of steam, lost it, has to regain control of it. And now with 1:50 to go in the period, he brings it in over the line. Flutters a backhand pass over to Caulfield on the far side. Wanted to pass it back to the blue line. That was cut off. Now gets it to Jugnauth, top of the far circle. Back to Caulfield. DeSt. Paul with it now below the goal line. He plays catch with Caulfield. Then a one-timer by Jugnauth and a rocket. Ladd got a piece of that one, and now Ladd gets the glove down on top of it on the side of the net with 36 seconds to go in the roughing calls and 1:27 in the cross-checking.
Not the greatest shot, not from a great angle, but I don't think anybody expected Jugnauth to make the shot.
Taking the faceoff will be Stramel for Wisconsin. He's out there now with Lucius, so you've got two freshmen up front for the Badgers. Still the same two blue liners in Kuhlemans and Jugnauth. Kuhlemans has it now. Right at the blue line, he's going to be hit from behind, but Jugnauth will scoop up the loose puck. Gets it over to Lucius, top of the near circle, drags it towards the middle, lost control of it. Jugnauth regains it, gets it over to Kuhlemans. Now to Lucius right up top. Fakes the shot. Kuhlemans on a one-timer. He scores! 3-0 Badgers. Corson Kuhlemans does the honors. The Badgers get a power play goal.
Interesting how when Jugnauth was in that position, he was on his quote-unquote forehand coming from behind the net. But that cross-ice pass forces the goaltender move from the left post to the right post, and Kuhlemans just buried it right off the bat.
Corson Kuhlemans, who had missed three games with that head injury, came back last night to get an important power play goal in the third period for the Badgers. One of his 8 shots on net. Gets a big one here, a power play tally late in period number 2. And the Badgers, with 1:14 to go in the middle frame, lead it 3-0.
And we'll play 4-on-4 for almost the entire rest of the second period.
Dexheimer will bring it out for the Badgers, ahead to Horbach. Horbach in over the line. He's out there with Lindmark up front. The two wonder kids of penalty kill for this Badger team, used to playing with only 4 skaters out there. They get it to Lotch. Lotch can't control. He'll squirt back to the blue line. Dexheimer has it now for Wisconsin. Teams are both back at full strength. Centering pass bouncing around in the slot. Finally controlled by the Lions. They get it out to center ice, but it bounces off OG's stick. And Mersch will spin around, throw it towards Lindmark at the blue line. Can't control. He'll go for a change. And out comes Yamachuk for the Lions. They play a lead pass ahead to the blue line. Wozniak gets it in over the line, sends it cross ice. A wrist shot is deflected, goes over top of Mo. Wozniak will hold it at the blue line on the near side. His shot towards the net hits Mersch's skate, hops towards the far boards. Lotch trying to spin away, steers it back to Dexheimer behind his net. Final 10 seconds here of the second period. Badgers on top, 3-0. Long lead pass finds Caulfield at the other end. Caulfield in over the line, trying to cut to the net. Spin around, get it on his forehand side, looking for somebody late. Has Kuhlemans. Kuhlemans with it. A centering pass all along. Alone out front. Oh, no! And Bantle!
Carson Kuhlemans. Carson Bantle missed a wide-open net.
Oh, my goodness. Bantle had nothing but cage, and he lifted it like it was a shovel and put it straight up into the stands. Now, there was a Lions player coming in on it, number 15, Joe Protea. Maybe he got a piece of his stick, but if there is a sign that encapsulates the frustration for Carson Bantle this season. That was it. Because Matt Ladd might as well have been back in the locker room.
Oh, when you're snake bit, you're snake bit.
And we don't want to drown out the fact that that was a great period for the Badgers, who've added to their lead, and they head to the locker room on top 3-0, thanks to the power play goal by Corson Kuhlemans. But I can't stop watching the replay of poor Mr. Bantle, who puts his gloves and his hands to his head after he misses the open net. Badgers lead it 3-0. We'll be back with our second intermission report here at the Kohl Center. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the best of all time with 6 championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number one rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hey Badger fans, Menards is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. No 2x4 comments here, Ian, after what just happened. What can be purchased at Menards? Badgers lead it 3-0 over Lindenwood after 2 periods of play. Our second intermission report coming your way next here from the Kohl Center. This is Wisconsin Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Need help paying for health care? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. When you connect with an expert, getting coverage is easy and our help is free. We find the best deals, whether it's from healthcare.gov or state coverage like BadgerCare. And you can reach us in person, phone, text, or online. Honestly, it's like chatting with a friend who knows everything about health insurance. Call the 211 helpline to find an expert near you or go to wiscovered.com. Paid for by Covering Wisconsin.
Back inside the Kohl Center in the American Family Insurance broadcast booth, Rob Olo alongside Ian Perrin, where the Badgers lead Lindenwood by the score of 3-0. And Ian, in 30 seconds or less, summarize what you need to do to get young Mr. Bantle a goal.
I think that we should take his hands. A small type masonry hammer.
Okay.
And chop the cement off of him.
No. I don't think we're going to do that. I don't want anything
to do with the hammer. It's not that he doesn't have the shots.
No.
I don't know why he was trying to go high on that one. Maybe the puck was rolling. I have no idea. But he would have had a golden opportunity to break the ice, so to speak, and get his first goal of the season, despite the fact that he's got 12,000 shots on net tonight.
That's unofficial, of course. Unofficially 12,000 shots on goal.
Oh, Lord.
We'll have those stats for you and get you ready for period number three. Badgers leading it 3-0 over Lindenwood here at the Kohl Center. Good when you can laugh about it because you're leading 3-0
exactly.
On a night like tonight. Indeed. More in our second intermission report coming your way from the Kohl Center. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Wisconsin women's sports are elite. Badger volleyball, the reigning national champions. Women's hockey, one of the best of all time with 6 championships. Women's soccer, 2-time Big Ten champs. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with superior rankings, like #1 for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and #1 hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day. So Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hey Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a Clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit clarybuilding.com today.
Is it time to think about replacing or upgrading your water heater? Menards has the right Richmond water heater to fit your needs and your budget. Whether it's electric or gas, tank or tankless, you'll find the perfect model to fit any size home. It's your last chance to save big on all Richmond water heaters during the last 11% off in 2022. Good through November 23rd. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Back inside the Kohl Center, looking at the stats after two periods of play, where the Badgers lead it 3-0. They've got 33 shots on goal to the Lions' 12. They've got all three of the goals, do the Badgers, including two in that second period. Cruz Lucius, his fifth of the season. It went down in an even strength goal just as the penalty had expired, so technically an even strength goal, even though it was really a power play situation, still in the offensive zone. A good wrist shot finding the top portion of the net. And then Corson Kuhlemans on a 4-on-3 power play gets a man advantage goal with Lucius and Jugnauth getting the assist. Saves through two periods. 12 for Jared Moe for the Badgers, and Matt Ladd, 30 for the visiting Lions. Badgers with one period to go as they shoot for a series sweep here in their first ever series with the Lindenwood Lions, and we'll have that third period for you when we return to the Kohl Center. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Game day, Green Bay and Minnesota. Place, the frozen tundra. Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win two tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Puzzles at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by American Family Insurance, because your dreams deserve a champion. It's time to drop the puck for the third period.
Ready for the final 20 minutes of regulation play here. The Badgers leading Lindenwood in this series finale. 3-0 as we start the third period. Puck has dropped and we are underway here with period number 3. Play will start in the Badgers zone. Lotch retreating, being watched closely by Lavelle. Lotch on his forehand side will snap it around the boards. It'll get out to center ice and all the way back into the Lions zone. They wave off the icing call as Price finally goes to get the puck below the goal line. Picked off by DC, false centering pass for Malmquist. He couldn't control it, just a little bit out of his reach. But Lotch keeps it in the line, couldn't get it deep. Picked off by OG. He'll send it back in the Badger, and it flutters right down on Jared Moe. Has to dangerously blocker it away and get the pad on it as well. Getting it over to Dexheimer. Big check on the near side. Sends Lotch into the boards. Another big one as Caulfield steered it out to center ice.
You can kind of feel the temperament that Lindenwood is trying to establish here in the third period.
They're thinking they might get their money's worth here in this third period.
Yeah, they're going to get to a position where they're going to finish every check, follow through on every check, kind of the Zombo philosophy, I think.
Play it through the neutral zone into the Badger end. Anion spins around, sends it back off the back of the netting. A turnover comes right out front. A backhand pass is picked off the stick of Finnegan, and the Badgers have it with a chance to clear it. Bounces around. Dexheimer can't do so. Badgers with some trouble in their own zone, clearing it out. Lindenwood with a little burst here coming out of the gate. A centering pass deflects off Stramel. It'll go out to center ice. Badgers get a chance at least to get a partial change here as Lindenwood plays it at center ice ahead to Finnegan in over the line. Gagnon getting around to check. Has it on his backhand side behind the net. Drops a pass off for his teammate Kuzma. Kuzma will play it back to the blue line at the line. Thought it might have come over. It did indeed as Ruschinski grabbed it, and so offside call here on the Lions, just over a minute and a half in.
This is where mental discipline is going to play a big factor here for the Badgers. Got to pick up the pace, try and play with the intensity that you did in the first period. Got very sloppy in the second period because of the special teams play, but finish strong.
Badgers, Kuhlemans will lob it high, end over end. At center ice, at the blue line, it finally comes down. Lucius has to turn aside from a check from Neal. Turned over, and Willis brings it in. A centering pass, a return pass by Johannes towards Neal was blocked. Johannes has it now at the blue line. He'll play it down low. Willis chops at it, gets control of it, but then he's thrown up against the wall. Kuhlemans sends it out to center ice, and the Badgers get a little bit of relief here early in the third period, leading it 3-0 over the Lions of Lindenwood. In their own zone, Dunn has it for Lindenwood. Plays it ahead to Willis. Back pass as they come through center ice, but Neal's checked off the puck. That allows Gorniak to scoot it up, pick it up, and get a head of steam going. He gets the feet moving. Gorniak on his backhand side tried that power move to pull it towards the middle, but lost control of it as he tried to get that angle.
It's not an easy play to make, and you have to have speed like Jack does in order to accomplish that.
He certainly got the speed part of it, that's for sure. Johannes with a shot from high in the slot. That's deflected and goes to the far side. Hits Kerr in the skate, can't get control of it. Certainly Lindenwood coming out with a burst here to start this third period, as you expect them would, down 3-0 here. Willis in the offensive zone, spins around, a shot that goes right into the skate of Kerr, deflects to the backboards. Sturzer plays it to the near side, picked up by Bantle. Bantle trying to get it out of the zone, gets it to the line and just over. Here's Jugnaut scooping up the loose puck. Gets it in over the line, gets around one check. Got a man out front, sent it right through the blue paint. Horbach was there, but it was too far for him. Vorlicki pinching in to keep it in the zone. Vorlicki gets it to Bantle. Bantle slowly coming out on the backhand side, or coming out backwards, loses control of it. Vorlicki has it. Richard right on. Bantle shoots. Oh no, the save was made. Bantle was staring it open to net. I was not sure if the goaltender or the defenseman blocked it, but Bantle looked like he had another chance for a great rebound opportunity. Centering pass by Kuhlemans deflects and comes to the blue line. Vorlicki has it. Long shot through traffic. Bantle has it. Shoots it off the post. Caught the outside of the post. Bantle got good wood on that one, but couldn't find the open net. Good spin around shot by Bantle. He's had plenty of chances picking up where he left off, and that's not exactly a good thing. Here's Kuhlemans with it now for Wisconsin. On top, 3-0. Nearly 4 minutes gone by in the period. Loses control of it at center ice. Scooped up by Lavelle for the Lions. He'll go through the neutral zone, gains the Badger line, plays it in deep. Lotch hustling after it, tries to get away from the check from Lavelle, does so. Kuhlemans backhands it ahead to Stang. Badgers trying to pick up the pace here now and match Lindenwood. Here comes Stang through center ice, in over the line. Looks at Erdahl, doesn't drop it to him. Stang will race behind the net. Going to take a hit behind, he does. Loses control of the puck, but it's kept in. A centering pass goes right through the slot to the near side. Lotch trying to keep it in. Bounces it off the boards to Erdahl, who fumbled it at the blue line. And now we'll have to regroup at center ice. Erdahl drops it off. Rodexheimer snapped off to Lotch. Badgers in their own zone. Lotch looking for a long pass. Can't find the home run. Hit three Badgers in tight quarters all next to each other. The forward's not on great spots there. Now Stang has the puck. Gets it in over the line. Stang slides it back to Lotch. Through traffic, Rischite right on. Save was made. Not sure if the save was made or it hit Caulfield. Hit one of the two bodies right up front. A clearing attempt picked off by Dexheimer. He'll poke it on the backhand side down low. Scooped up by the Badgers, D. St. Paul. Brings it back to the blue line. Has a man coming on the out of the bench late. That's Malmquist, and he hits the post. Then Dixheimer with a wrist shot. That's blockered away by Ladd and goes up and out of play. That's at least two for sure posts for the Badgers here in the last couple of minutes and a couple other high-quality chances.
Yeah, and once they've got offensive zone pressure and they have control of the puck in there, the Badgers never stop their feet moving, and Lindenwood guilty of standing and watching.
Good wrist shot by Malmquist. He had Ladd down. He went up over top of his glove side shoulder, but rang it right off the bell. And so now a face-off to the right of Matt Ladd, the netminder for the Lions. Stramel to take the draw for the Badgers. It's tied up in their skates. Clearing attempt goes just over the blue line, right in front of the Lindenwood bench. Dunn scoops it up. He'll play it back deeper into his own zone. Wilkie plays it ahead as the Lions bring it in on the attack. Long shot just flutters in harmlessly on Moe off the stick of Allred, and Moe will take a faceoff to his right. Shots on goal 36-14 in favor of Wisconsin.
Interesting line change. You know, the line that was out there and ended up having a defensive zone faceoff gets substituted for the all-freshman line.
Stramel tries to pull it to the wall. Does get to the far boards, but scooped up by the visitor. Sturzer has it. Plays a sharp angle right on the mold. Deflects out to the point. Dunn holds it. He'll play it down low as the Lions keep it in the offensive zone. Return pass to Dunn. Backhands it along the near boards. Allred plays it deep into the zone. Kerr tripped up. And it'll finally work its way to Gorniak. And Gorniak with a head of steam got a man with him. Got Cruz Lucius on his right. Gorniak comes to the middle. Sends it to Lucius in the air as the defender was down in front of him. And Lucius tipped it out of the air just wide of the net.
Should have made the pass 20 feet previous.
You know who else thinks that? Cruz Lucius, who was calling for that pass as they were breaking in over the line indeed. Now backhanded by Gorniak to Stramel. Comes back to Gorniak. Takes it to the goal line. Tries to peel away from a check. Backhands it back to Vorlicki. Puts on the brakes. Being watched closely, Vorlicki reverses course, sends it over to Kuhlemans on the far side. His shot towards the front of the net deflects and goes up off the netting in front of the student section. And with 13:46 to go in the third, a faceoff in the Lindenwood zone. Yeah, on that rush, you could see Cruz Lucius right at the blue line. He was tapping the stick and saying, give it to me now, man.
Give it to me and I'll give it back to you. Either that or I'm going to go in and stuff it in the top shelf.
Because for sure, if he had given it to him there, the defenseman's going to have to get on his horse to try to get back and catch up to Cruz.
Correct.
And he's not going to be able to lay down as he did to block the path of Gorniak in the pass that he then eventually tried to make to Lucius. Off the faceoff, Kuhlemans gets it, walks it below the goal line, and then as he was cutting behind the net, just lost control of it and then flutters harmlessly out in the slot, taken over by Price. Price through center ice, in over the Badger line. Long wrist shot, that goes into the body of Vorlicki. Bounces around, kept in by Gagnon, who plays it off the far boards and down low. That centering pass by Finnegan will be deflected and go all the way back into the line zone. Hustling it after is Bantle. He's got a man up front in Horbach. Bantle on his backhand side, puts on the brakes, gets it to his forehand, now spins away again to the backhand. Cutting towards the net, loses control of it, but Horbach takes over. Horbach has it poked off his stick momentarily, regains control of it. Pinned up against the wall, but gets loose again. Horbach drops it for Lotch. Lotch will play it down low to Kuhlemans. Kuhlemans looking out front, nobody there, comes at a sharp angle, flips that shot from right on the goal line, tried to sneak it in top side, but it was turned away by Ladd. Lotch pinches in, holds it along the near wall, tries to get it deep, couldn't do so, and that's going to allow the Lions Gagnon a chance to get it out to center ice. Lotch pokes that out with that long reach. He and Gagnon now in a race for the puck. Lotch finally gets to it. Fans on the first attempt, manages to get it to Horbach, who plays it ahead to Mersch. Through center ice, Mersch has Bantle, drops it to him. Bantle waiting as the Badgers were in the middle of change. He emerges with the puck. Good work to get away from that check, but then loses it as he cuts towards the slot. Bantle regains control along the near boards. Just throws it toward the net. Why not? It goes over top of the cage as Ladd threw up the glove, but it went over. Badgers staying with it now in the offensive zone. Right at the Big Ten logo inside the blue line. Let's one go right on. Ladd makes the save, squeezes it, leaving no rebound and a stoppage. 12:14 to go in the third. Badgers on top, 3-0.
Well, good offensive pressure. I like the fact that we've played almost 8 minutes of the third period and there have been very few scoring opportunities or turnovers in the Badgers' defensive zone. And regardless of what happens, keep shooting the puck.
Badger fans, play big, win big. Ho-Chunk Gaming Hotel and Convention Center, your grown-up getaway in Wisconsin Dells. Offensive zone faceoff for the Badgers. Mersch wins it cleanly. It comes back to the blue line, however, and just over the line, where Kerr now has to regroup at center ice. He'll wrist it right back in along the near side, hustling after it is Erdahl. Delivers a check just to get a piece of the defenseman, causes the turnover. Stang plays it deep. It finds its way to Erdahl below the goal line. Centering pass comes out front, bouncing around. Kerr couldn't steer the shot on net. And the Lions with a chance to clear. Andy Willis through center ice. Long wrist shot is deflected, comes to the near side. Kept in by Johannes along the boards. He'll backhand it deep below the goal line. Willis awaits it. It's a rival. Centering pass to the slot is picked off. And Mersch will play it out to center ice. Hustling after is Stang. Nifty little play to himself to pass it off the boards. Then try to get away from a check. Can't do so. Spins around. Sends it down low. It hops off the stick of Erdahl. Bounces all the way to the near side where Caulfield plays it back to the point. Quick shot by LeMaster goes wide of the net. Vorlicki pinching in, tried to just leave it. Almost a turnover pass is picked off, and the Lions finally get control of it now with 11:15 to go in the third. Long cross-ice pass by the Lions, however, picked off, knocked out of the air by Malmquist. Centers it, a wrist shot. A piece of that one got by Ladd as Caulfield let it go from the high slot. Badgers certainly creating some turnover and making it difficult for the Lions to break out of their own zone as Johannes gets it in over the line. He'll play it deep, picked off by Vorlicki, plays it off the glass, long lead pass, had a man streaking going for that home run. That was Caulfield, he didn't see it, and it goes all the way down the ice for an icing call.
not a bad play, but not a great play either. I think Mike Vorlicky has got to develop a little bit of touch on the breakout passes. You saw that one where he almost took Cruz Lucius's head off.
Yeah. Buried that one in his teeth. He'd have been having a late night trip to the dentist.
Always scares me as a coach to have a defensive zone face off with a tired group out there.
Caulfield wins the draw, however, gets it back to DeSaint Fall. A chance for Matthew to get out of the zone. Drops it back for Vorlicky, brings it out to center ice. DeSaint Fall gets around, a check goes cross ice for Malmquist. Caulfield heads off on the change. Malmquist pins it along the near boards. It's lifted out to center ice. Vorlicky will be the first one there. Slams it off the boards in front of the team's benches. Dumps it deep into the zone. Badgers trying to finish up the change. 10:25 to go in the third. Badgers on top, 3-0. Cruz Lucius with the puck in the offensive zone. A backhander. It's tipped. Goes high up into the air. And a fair catch signal called for by Matt Ladd. He'll glove it and hang on. And some pushing and shoving after the whistle.
Tempers, gentlemen. Tempers, tempers, tempers.
Hey Badger fans, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today. So an offensive zone faceoff for Wisconsin. 40 shots on goal to just 15 for the Lions of Lindenwood. Badgers looking for the series sweep, trying to get their sixth win of the season and improve to 6-8 on the air and extend their winning streak to 4 in a row. All on Kohl Center ice. They'll have a break next weekend for the Thanksgiving holiday and then return to action back in Big Ten play against third-ranked Michigan. The Wolverines swept this weekend at home against Minnesota.
Oh, boy.
Helmet came off of the Lindenwood player in his own zone, and they blew it down, I believe, because the helmet came off.
I was
for player safety.
Also watching to see if Charlie Stramel was going to make his way to the penalty box as a result of it. It all resulted from the draw.
Drew Kruzma, it was his helmet that came off, but nobody's heading to a penalty box. No doors are open. So a faceoff just outside the Lions zone in front of their bench.
So Kuzma has to leave the ice officially because his helmet went off. Kuzma has to leave the ice.
Rick Zombo, the head coach of Lindenwood, asking for an explanation, probably saying, my guy's helmet is off and you're telling me that it got fell off on its own? Well, while they sort it out, they're going to take a look at this and discuss it. We're going to get a 10-second legal ID. 10 seconds.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
They're going to take a review and check this one out to see here as it's been challenged by Rick Zombo and the Lindenwood squad to see how that helmet came off.
What's interesting to me is that the play had already come outside the blue line before the helmet came off, so I'm not 100% sure whether Stramel and Kuzma were dance partners down there in the center ice or in the circle to the left of the goaltender. But the fact of the matter being is that they blew the whistle when his helmet came off, and that's, I guess, another safety situation. But according to Rick Zombo, they're looking at if it came off because Charlie Stramel tore it off.
After I knew there is no penalty for head contact, Lindenwood knew because the player would challenge the player, there is no 5-minute major, they lose their timeout.
So no 5-minute major. They say there was no contact to the head. Lindenwood loses its timeout as Andy Willis, their captain, getting the explanation right now. And he'll head over to the bench and explain it as well. But the main
you're down 3-0 and there's 10 minutes left in the game. There's nothing to lose.
Nope. See, you can get a power play, yeah.
That. Yeah.
You can get a 5-minute power play and a major out of it. Why not? You're down 3-0. So a faceoff right in front of the Lindenwood bench. The Badgers on top by 3 here.
And Kuzma did have to leave the ice. He tried to come out back out for the faceoff, and now they sent him back off again.
He's hopped back over the boards. He's looking to jump right back on as soon as he can. off the faceoff, it'll go right to the bench, and Kuzma's got one leg over, but he can't come over because none of his teammates are coming up. Scooped up by Finnegan. He'll bring it in over the line. A centering pass goes all the way to the far side. Gagnon puts it right on Jared Moe, who makes the save, and a good job squeezing it at the midway point here to the third period, leaving no rebound.
And again, I keep referring to Gagnon, David Gagnon, the sophomore from Halifax, Nova Scotia, is their leading scorer, has the most amount of goals, but you never see him going end to end. It's all stick work inside the top of the circles. They really gear themselves to give him the puck.
He's got a good shot, good hard, quick wrist shot, that's for sure. And he was denied there. Lions win the draw, send it to Gagnon up the middle, throws it towards the net. Moe steers it aside to the near board. Badgers trying to clear. Gagnon lifting up into the air. Bounces up high. Nobody can get control of it, but squirts over the blue line and comes out to center ice. Price brings it into the zone for the Lions. Gets through a couple of defenders. Centering pass off Kuzma's stick. Goes to the back wall. Price kicks at it. He's lost his twig. And now the Badgers lift it to center ice. A long lead pass for Bantle. Here's a breakaway for Bantle. And a long forehand back in. Bantle gets it to the forehand and is denied. Yet again, Matt Ladd got a piece of it as Bantle was in all alone, making a lot of moves in a short period of time. A wrist shot right on Jared Moe, who makes the save, sticks the pad tight to the post, and doesn't let any follow-up attempt go in, denying it the other end. And now we've got a town hall meeting going on, and it's not a friendly one.
Must be a referendum on the line or something.
Yeah, something important. I'm not sure if there's going to be a vote or a roll call on all of this. But either way, they're going to take a timeout here with 9:16 to go in the third. We will as well. This is Wisconsin Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
With 9:16 to go in the third, the Badgers leading 3-0. Faceoff will be outside the Badger zone, but they're going to call a penalty on the Badgers here. And so Lindenwood will get a power play.
And Mike Vorlicki makes his way to the penalty box.
Yeah, they haven't put up what the infraction was exactly, but they're saying the faceoff outside the zone, so it'll start there. Roughing is the call on Vorlicki.
Probably the little altercation where he grabbed Kuzma by the head and twisted him around.
Lindmark to take the draw for the Badgers. Don't forget to stay with us on the post game show. Ian will have his Everlight Solar Player of the Game along with our energizing performance of the game. We'll talk with Badgers head coach Tony Granato and our player of the game, have our calls of the game, and get you caught up on what happened around the college hockey world as well as other Badger sports scores.
Ooh.
Willis, the centering pass, that goes bouncing around off Kuzma, goes into the corner. Willis will try to steer it back towards the point. Scooped up by Gagnon, he's got control of it along the blue line, plays it cross ice in the line for Finnegan. Finnegan get down low, gets it to Willis, bottom of the circle. He'll peel away from trouble, and Willis brings it to the top of the circle along the near boards. Now he goes down low, floats the pass back out high to Price inside the line. Cross ice to Gagnon, his pass not on the mark, but it'll find Willis eventually as they're taking their time here along the perimeter, and the Badgers not quite as aggressive out along the line. To Finnegan, his centering pass to the middle, that's broken up by Lindmark this time. Finnegan with it. Snaps a pass towards the middle. It bounces around off Willis' skate. A chance for the Badgers here, but they got some tired penalty killers out there right now who aren't looking to go anywhere other than to the bench as Horbach gets off, as does Kerr. They at least get half the penalty kill unit changed here. Centering pass bounces off Willis. Kuhlman's is to it. He's one of the fresh players. He'll send it all the way down the ice. And now the Badgers can finish the change as Lynn Mark and Lotch head off to the bench.
You know, what's interesting is that they were out there for about a minute and 20 seconds was Lindmark and Kerr, maybe. That was the other forward, but or Horbach, excuse me. But you get into a situation where when you're killing a penalty and you're stopping and starting and playing defense the whole time, that's a lot more tiring than people think.
Protea in the offensive zone turns it over to Mersch. Mersch will get it off the boards to Stang out at center ice. Mersch going hard towards the middle. Now cuts over to Stang's side. Stang lets the wrist shot go. Save is made, and the loose puck is scooped up by the Lions, and they'll bring it out to center ice as they break it out on this power play. DeStefani drops a pass. Penalty is over as Protea gets it in over the line. Allward can't get to it. Kerr does. Five skaters aside. 7:05 to go in the third period with the Badgers on top. 3-0. They've outshot the Lions 42-20. At center ice, Jugnauth breaks up the flow. Chopped that a couple times now in over the line by Malmquist. Kerr will still look ahead. He'll come out to center ice. D. St. Paul heard you. Put on the brakes. Stops and spins. Sends a pass over to Caulfield. Caulfield will get ahead to Malmquist. Malmquist stops a little spinorama. He's tripped up. And that's going to bring a penalty call here. And the Badgers will get a court's power play here late in period number three. Looking